This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Orlando Magic. Jeff, what do you think? Is that disrespectful?
No, but it's a gauge of the level of interest in that series compared to others.
Is that the NBA? Is that television?
Yes.
What is that? Who's that on?
Yes. It's on both. Let's be fair.
Okay.
And this is no disrespect to the Magic. It's no disrespect to the Cavs.
Okay.
Of the first round playoff series, it's the least interesting. In the Eastern Conference.
Hey, at least the game's on ESPN. ESPN 15, but at least that's okay.
It's right. They're interrupting dodgeball.
Oh, no.
But during dodgeball's timeouts, they're going back to dodgeball.
Dodgeball's at least on the 8.
Look,
we're on 15.
You've got the Celtics.
Right.
That's interesting to anybody, anytime. Right? Number one team in the East. You have the Knicks. Okay, well, that's New York.
They're the 6 o'clock tip on Saturday.
You have Milwaukee, even without Giannis. That's Doc. And that's, can you do anything without Giannis? And then you have the Cavs and Magic. So, you know, in all fairness, wouldn't you agree? Smaller markets in comparison as well.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Boston's at 1 o'clock on Sunday, even though we don't know who they're going to play yet.
But that's Sunday.
And it's also on ABC.
And that's Sunday.
Yeah, so I'm just laughing. All right, we have a really special treat.
Doesn't matter. Just go ahead and win, baby.
All right, before we get into this, respect, disrespect for the Cavaliers, I mean, 1 o'clock, Orlando, Saturday. At least it's on ESPN. It's before the Phoenix-Minnesota game, but then you've got the time change there, so that's a 3:30 start Eastern. And then the Knicks play at 6, and Los Angeles and Denver are the nightcap. That game's on ABC, so that's in primetime. I'm very much looking forward to this. Are you, Jeff? I didn't even know this was going to happen today.
Well, we were hoping.
It's just one of those golden moments.
We sent out the request.
We did. Sensitive Dave is in Geneva. Sensitive Dave, we need to get ready for the playoffs, and no one can get us ready.
Nobody.
The way you do with your special kind of music, my
Nobody.
Friend.
Nobody.
Yeah. Morning, man.
Morning, Sensitive Dave.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't, you know, yeah, it's the early game, but I got the feeling that this could be a real smash-mouth kind of game, especially this first one. And I really don't feel that the Cavs are going to take a beat down like they did last year. I think they're going to be up to the task, going to win this series.
All right. So, word on the street is you have a song.
Well, yeah, you know, I got, you know, I said I'd think about it, and I got to thinking about it a little bit, and I thought maybe a little Steppenwolf would be in order.
Oh, yeah, sensitive, baby. Dave. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, get your lighters out, put them up in the air. Sensitive Dave and his playoff song.
Steppenwolf.
Get your motors run, screaming, tears on the hard court. Mitchell's back and balling. Jared's at the rim. Evan Mobley's going to make it happen. DG is going to dish and splash. Max and George and Sam reign in threes. Karis LeVert, as always, all he can be. They've got true Cleveland style. They'll throw down tough all the while. They will fight with pride. And that ain't no lie. Born to be Cavs. Born to be Cavs, playoff Cavaliers, playoff Cavaliers.
Sensitive Dave.
Wow.
David. Outstanding.
Thank you for being our go-to guy. Thank you, Sensitive Dave.
Thanks, guys.
You're a good
well
man.
Well done, David.
Wow. I am pumped. I am pumped now. Steppenwolf, Sensitive Dave, together, getting you ready. Magic, Cavs, 1 o'clock Saturday. I don't know which more you can ask for. I'm going to jump out of my seat. I'm so excited.
I liked it at the end. Nah, 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 nah. Went right back into it. Nice, Dave.
Made up his own little stuff.
That was fabulous.
His own little stuff. All right, so Dave, Jeff.
It's all Dave today.
It is.
You can call me Dave all day.
Dave K. Cabot's going to join us at 11. Dave W. Johnson at 11:40. Dave Charles Robinson. And, of course, David Chris Rose at 1 o'clock.
That was fabulous.
All right, so
that was.
Let's get a little bit into the playing games from last night, too, Jeff, because the Lakers easily could have just said, you know what, I don't know if this is the matchup we want to see. I don't know if I want Denver. Maybe I want Oklahoma City. I mean, they were in the same kind of spot I think the Cavs were the other day. And now they've got Denver. So I'm going to go back. I still want to go back to a question I wanted to ask yesterday. I didn't. Do we like the play-in tournament? Do we like the fact that these teams now have the opportunity? And as I said yesterday for a little bit, that it does give teams a chance to make the season longer. You know, you're probably not tanking the way you would have in the past. You're one, maybe two games away from getting into a regular series. Now, you might be gassed when you get into the first round after playing two tough games. The thing that bothers me more than anything, and I also like the fact that if you do have an injury, it does give you a lifeline if that player gets healthy at the end of the season. Where do you stand on the play-in tournament?
I still have a really hard time wrapping my arms around it and thinking this is great. I know folks think it's a wonderful move by the NBA. We've had people tell us that on the show. I can't tell you that I dislike it. And I'm the guy who, the best team should be in at the end of the season. Except for this. 7th and 8th seeds in the NBA. I mean, how often do they get there? Miami Heat did last year. 8th seed goes to the NBA Finals last year out of the East. And they had to get there through the play-in tournament.
So does that tell you how close the East is?
Lakers got there as a 7th seed last year to the Western Conference Finals.
That's because LeBron decided he wanted to turn it on at the end. There was more to it. I know.
Andy, no, I'm not even going to argue with that. The only thing I would say about the play-in tournament is this. Yes, I enjoyed watching it last night, and I did. It's like you're one and done. It's like an NCAA tournament game. But it gives two more spots for teams to not have to give it their all in the regular season. You know what I mean?
No, I see what you're saying. I just...
That's the one thing. A, this is good. It creates the excitement, adds four more teams to the mix, and clearly makes the end of the season more exciting because you're jostling for position in the play-in tournament. That's good. B, not good. I think it gives two more teams an opportunity to not have to bust a move during the regular season. And, your injury thought is okay. Sixers would have made it anyway. They ended up 7th. So they would have been playoffs. So, and I think they're one of the better teams in the league. Without Joel Embiid, they're not one of the better teams in the league. So now they have an opportunity, to be in the playoffs, but they would have anyway. And so it's twofold to me. I can't tell you I dislike it, and I can't tell you I love it.
When you go back in history, do you say to yourself, New Orleans made the playoffs and Golden State made the playoffs, or no, they didn't make the playoffs?
They did not make the playoffs.
No, just like the Cavaliers didn't make the playoffs.
Technically, they did not make the playoffs. State did not. Made the play-in tournament.
I think if you're a kid and you're watching this and you're like, all right, my team's not dead, I've got a chance, right? I've got a chance for my team to play to make it to the tournament. And then when they do make it to the tournament,
it's something extra.
I think it brings you in. I was sometimes, I'm always looking at it from a kid's perspective because I want games to grow and I want games to keep moving forward.
Either that or you think like a 14-year-old.
Well, I have no problem with that either. Sometimes it's time to change. Yeah, I'm good with that. This is a rule. We're living in this world where we got to change everything, right? Everything's got to change. NFL teams, we need more teams. We need this. We need that. Oh, I got to change. I got to move from Phoenix to Salt Lake. We got, you know, it's constant change, and we're always tinkering with everything to try to baseball, especially. Oh, now we got a clock. I mean, I was watching a game the other night. How many? You know, oh, that's a ball. You took too long. Or I just.
There's that man on second base. How'd he get there? Oh, we put him there.
It still aggravates me. I can't.
We put him there.
Doesn't that still bother you?
I don't care for it.
I don't either. It's got to make Dan's head explode.
Except Dan thinks it saves pitching.
I despise the Manfred man.
See, there you go.
Despise it. I loathe it.
Well, for me, it should.
I like the way you said loathe.
I'd like to
that
drop
was
the
extra emphasis.
I like to drop the Newman version of it. I loathe it.
That was very good. Yeah, I don't care for it.
I don't. To me, it should drop in the 11th or 12th inning.
I would think you could play at least two regular innings, and then it drops in the 12th.
I'm okay with that. That to me, especially because you're looking at saving pitching, and then. You're all right with that. So, you know, this is just 5 years from now or 10 years from now, if you grew up with the play-in tournament, you'll think, oh, how did they do the playoffs before? Yeah. Oh, they just let 7 and 8 in? And it's just, think about the generation we're in for even football, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's not AFC North. What happened to the AFC? You know, when we were kids, it was AFC Central.
I would say under normal circumstances in the NBA, Andy. And last year, I think, was quite different because, as I mentioned, the Lakers were a 7 seed and the Heat an 8 seed, you know, and they both had to work their way in, and good for them. But that gives those teams a chance, I think, to take their foot off the accelerator in the regular season because they know that they're good enough that they can win one game. Or you don't want to run that risk, but still, I wouldn't mind seeing the top 4 teams in each conference, and that's it. I don't mind that, except that's not good for the NBA because the postseason draws big ratings and they sell tickets. And I get all that. To me,
a lot of beers you're giving away.
Well, right? I know. Top four is just fine for me, but I understand completely wanting to expand it. The only problem is, in some way, shape, or form now, you have 2/3 of the league who are playing in some kind of a postseason thing. You know, 10 teams in each conference, there are 30 teams. That's 20 teams that are playing some kind of extra basketball.
I think as long as the first round isn't sweeps, all sweeps, they're doing the right thing. That means there's competitiveness. They're able to go. If you get like a couple years in a row, where you start seeing sweeps, and it's all sweeps, no upsets, and then that means that maybe it would be time to eliminate it. But they're not going to do that. Again, you're selling too many beers to be able to do that.
Well, let me throw this at you. We'll do it when we come back.
All right, throw it at me when we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about last night's games. Lakers, New Orleans, Sacramento, Golden State, are they toast?
And tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about Miami.
Let's come back and talk about those in a second. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot in less than 20 minutes. J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President and partner in the Haslam Sports Group. A lot of stuff going on with them, so I can't wait to talk to him. I know we've got a lot of fans that love uniforms and love talking about face masks and helmets and stuff like that, and he is the man when it comes to that, but there's so much more too. Obviously, the stadium situation, we'll get into a question or two about that, and we'll talk about some other stuff that's going on, maybe perhaps with the Haslam Sports Group. So he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Yes.
I am. You know how I knew it was going to be a big day today?
Oh, you got a text or something.
No, when I came into work, the 3 potato chips that had been sitting on the steps here at the Halley Building for about a week and a half had been moved.
You're kidding.
Nope.
There were 3 potato chips.
Yeah.
On the short stairs where you walk in or where?
There were 3 pieces of a potato chip sitting on the same spot for about a week and a half. They're gone.
Really?
Either that or, you know, some critter got them. But
what do you think the shelf life is on those things?
I don't know. Didn't think I wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't think you do either.
I just thought, I'm sure somebody will clean these up eventually.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092, but not you, of course.
The piece of blue scrap paper is still sitting there, but that's okay. Makes me think a critter might have got him.
It's more fun than dodging some of the organic objects on
don't
the way into work, yep. Which still, I can't. I think that's part of the problem with, you know, having people actually live downtown.
Yeah.
They have dogs, yes. Yeah. But. Are you done? We could make it.
We're good.
Could be a new track event.
We're good.
The 100 organic
dash. We're good.
Last night, the play-in tournament started. Los Angeles a winner. Sacramento a winner last night. LeBron James, 23 points. Zion Williamson, 40, but he got injured at the end of that game. 110-106 Lakers. And then the second game last night, Sacramento and Golden State. Sacramento saying goodbye to Golden State. 118-94, the final in that game. Steph Curry had 22 in a losing cause. Keegan Murray had 32 in a winning.
They've had a great run. And I wonder how much loyalty has hurt them. You know what I mean? It's one of the rare times that I think, boy, being loyal to your guys may have really hurt you. Because I think you could have kickstarted a rebuild if you were Golden State around some of those guys without keeping all of them. You know, like, should you have moved on from Clay with all of his injuries? Should you have moved on from Draymond with all of his things? But you didn't. You know, and I wonder, was that the right thing to do?
You go back and look at their playoff history. Since 2013, they've made the playoffs all but, now three times. It was two going into last night. So all but three times. And then in that playoff history, you know, starting in 2014, finals against the Cavs four times, finals against the Raptors. I mean, you look at the consecutive years where they saw, you know, 16 games plus in the playoffs. That's really impressive. I mean, you look at all the extra games they had when you go back and look at the history of their franchise, and you know what I think they're toast right now. You know, they lose last year. They lose in the second round last year. They've never if you go back and look from like 67 to 77, they were pretty powerful back then too, but you know, that run and that number of victories that they had in that period, pretty spectacular.
They were incredible.
Yeah, they really were, and it's hard.
And kind of changed the way the game is played at the NBA level.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's the thing.
Would you say they were the inventors of the three-point era? Is that what? It's not really the three-point shot. It's the three-point era of the game where ridiculous. That, like, prior to that, the shots that you would see, especially big men take, felt ridiculous from beyond the arc. And then Steph Curry somehow, some way, became the Doug Henning, the Magic Man.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of three-pointers. I would just sit there and watch him in warm-ups and just be like, why is...
Oh, it was silly.
Oh, my goodness. What he was like? The only other time I've ever been, like, motivated to go watch warm-ups was to go watch Omar take ground balls. That was the only other time I've ever been like, wow, it's like a magician. And to watch and see what he was able to do, I don't know that the game's better for it, though. As an oddity, it didn't bother me. But then when it became the norm...
I don't like the style of play, to me.
Right.
And I know analytically it's the way it's, you know, three is more than two, and mid-range jump shots, you know, they're worthless in the NBA today, according to many people. But I to me it leads to a sometimes really, really, really exciting or sometimes extremely sloppy, discombobulated game. One thing about the play-in tournament that this is where, and you asked me before,
right?
Yay or nay? This is where it's a nay. Eastern Conference tonight,
right?
You get Miami Philly. What a great matchup that's going to be!
It's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a fun game to watch. Well, Miami was 10 games over 500, and Philly, even with the injury to Embiid, was 12 games over 500. Okay, they won 46 and 47 games. Atlanta and Chicago are in the other game. Atlanta was 10 games under 500 this year. So Miami won 10 more games. And Chicago was four games under 500. They were 39 and 43. Either Miami or Philadelphia is going to have to beat a team that they won significantly more regular season games than to get into the regular playoffs.
Isn't that what happened to the Cavaliers? that they had won significantly more games and then dropped two.
That's what I don't like about it.
But you still got to drop two.
I know,
to lose
but
your spot
it's
in the
only two. You know what I mean? It's. I mean, seriously, any NBA team can lose two games in a row, and that's just the one thing I don't like about it. You know, for instance, Miami and Philly should both be in the playoffs.
And they should, but the
instead
injury,
one of them might not be.
But the injury to Embiid should maybe make you question it a little bit.
Well,
right?
But there were still 12 games over 500, and he missed a significant portion of time.
It's hard for me. I really don't want to argue with you on any of your points because I think you're making valid points. I'm just kind of arguing to argue with you sometimes on this stuff. But
thank you. We are married.
Are you doing the dishes or what? Come on, man.
I'll try.
They still are going to be two good games tonight. I'm really looking forward to Miami-Philly.
They should both be very entertaining games.
I'm really looking forward to Miami-Philly. That's going to be a
good
game.
I've just been such a big Joel Embiid fan ever since he came into the league.
But double check me on that. Again,
he was worth the wait, man.
Loser gets winner the other game, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you could have Philly-Atlanta or Philly-Chicago or Miami-Atlanta, Miami-Chicago in 2 days. Okay.
I mean, Philly could have to beat an Atlanta team that won 11 fewer games than it did to get into the playoffs. Well, that's 11 games is significant, you know? And that's, again, that's the only thing. I know people like it and it's fun. Because here's the thing. You think Atlanta has any chance of knocking off Boston?
No.
You think Philly does?
Yes.
Exactly.
I think Miami's going to give them a series too.
Well, whichever team ends up is the eighth seed or the seventh seed. I mean, it's going to be Boston against, let's just say, Miami or Philly.
Right.
And then it's going to be New York against Miami or Philly. Man, if I'm the Knicks.
You know what? The Cavaliers are looking pretty smart for dropping that fourth quarter now. The more I think about it. Look at it.
Well,
I spent 2 days complaining about it, but when you lay it out and you're sitting here today, I'm really hoping the Cavs just, you know, can take care of business against Orlando so that we don't even have to think twice about that last game of the regular season.
As it turns out, they would have played Indiana had they won.
Right.
Which still would have been a better matchup.
Who do you like tonight, Miami-Philly?
Take Philly. They're at home. I think that helps.
And then do you think you get Miami-Chicago? What do you think you get, Atlanta?
I'll take the home team. That's Chicago.
So you'll take Chicago.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to go to Miami.
And then I'll take Miami.
Yeah. And by the way, isn't that the way the regular season played out, too?
I think Philly and Miami are the teams that will advance, but still. If I'm whichever team loses tonight in that first game, I'm going to be steamed.
And then we get back to the rest of Russ thing. I mean, is it good that you get a week off between the regular season and having to play?
How's Donovan Mitchell's knee?
You tell me.
I would think with a week off, it's better.
I hope you're right. I mean, that's just the ultimate X factor for this team. If he's not healthy, we are in trouble. I don't know if we're necessarily in trouble against Orlando, but when we get to that second, I can't remember the last time.
If he's not healthy, you're in trouble against Orlando.
Well, yeah. I just, you know, Anthony, the first thing when I walked in the door, Anthony's like, what do you think? Cavs moving on? This is going to be great. Playoff start. No. I go, if you told me that Mitchell was healthy, I would have a ton of enthusiasm for what's going on.
Assume that he is until he shows us he's not. And I mean that. Assume that he is.
Okay. Jeff says assume it, so we'll feel better about it, right?
Well, I think you should.
Are you optimistic then?
Optimistic, not necessarily. Do I think they'll beat Orlando in the first round? I do.
Okay.
I don't know. If they don't, get ready, because it'll be a summer of, whoo, really? They did that? You watch. They don't beat Orlando. Look out.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in all the time. And then during the show, you know, you can always get a hold of us on X at CLE Talking. It's Mary Kay Cabot. Coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes here, J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President and partner in the Haslam Sports Group. He will join us at 11:40. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports NFL writer. His All Juice team is out. We'll talk to him about that. Chris Rose, Native Son. He'll be with us at 1 o'clock. Can't wait. We're got all this great stuff coming up for you right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.